Be those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. We welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for at least for a few minutes, maybe until the half hour, because we have with us today Warren Smith. And we're going to be talking about his book, Reinventing Jesus Christ, the New Gospel. Now, reinventing Jesus Christ, how do you reinvent Jesus Christ, a new gospel? There's only one gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, let me tell you, there is a new gospel of Jesus Christ. It's being preached in churches across America today. There's a move to unite all Baptist churches today under the church growth movement of Rick Warren and the Saddleback Church Group. We want to be more aggressive in marketing, and we want to change the message. We want to change the character of God from being a God of justice and certainly of judgment and love to just being a God of love. God is love. Isn't that wonderful? And it really is. But of course, if God is only love, then it is the ultimate triumph of evil, because there is no punishment for sin. And if there's no punishment for sin, then why shouldn't we go ahead and do whatever we want to? And there is a new gospel out there that's being preached in churches all across America, and the average person doesn't even realize it because it's come upon us so slowly and subtly. Our guest today, Warren Smith, and he's been on the other side. Warren, thank you so much for being with us. Warren, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background?
Well, like a lot of people back in the 60s and 70s, you know, I was trying to come to terms with who I was, looking for meaning. I got out of the Army in 1970 and went out to California, went to San Francisco to quote-unquote find myself. And you end up invariably reading pop psychology and going here and going there. And eventually, you move into spirituality of one type or another. I think most of us did. And James Redfield, in his book, The Celestine Prophecy, which was a New Age bestseller, actually it was a New York Times bestseller, it was a New Age book, he says in that book that you have to follow your coincidences. And, you know, I didn't know anything about deception. I didn't really know there was a literal devil. And I followed my coincidences, and they were neatly set up, and I went right down this yellow brick road, and I got deeper and deeper into the New Age. I was involved with the guru Rajneesh for a while, fortunately before he came to this country. I did not get involved with the stuff that was going on up in Oregon, thank God. I was involved with A Course in Miracles, which has been highly popularized by Oprah Winfrey's endorsement of Marianne Williamson's book, A Return to Love, which is about The Course in Miracles. And The Course in Miracles is purportedly from Jesus, and it's the Bible upside down. We can talk a little bit more about that later. All these things are coming together today in a new way. Dr. Stan, you know, in the past, a lot of this was theoretical. We went to workshops, we studied, we incorporated this into our life the best we could, but now it's actually being put into practice on a political basis. It's coming right at everyone in the name of peace and safety and security in the face of September 11th. Thank God I got out of the New Age movement back in 1984. I had to deal with a spiritual presence that was very disconcerting, didn't know what to do with it, and it was something that my New Age teachings told me weren't real. Evil is not real. Evil, like you've mentioned in your introduction, evil is an illusion. And I tried to approach it on that basis, that the darkness that I was dealing with was just some manifestation or projection of my own inner darkness.
Well, we're going to have to interrupt you right there. We're going to be back in just a moment to really develop these ideas, and they're so vital to understanding what's going on in the world today and, of course, what's going on in the Near East. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And of course, I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And with us today, of course, is Warren Smith. We're going to be talking about his book, Reinventing Jesus Christ, the New Gospel. And you must understand that there is a new gospel. It's being taught in most churches across America today. And they've changed the character of God. They've done away with the concept that we're all sinners saved by grace. They don't talk about hell. They don't talk about eternal punishment. They don't ever talk about a God of justice and judgment and a fearful and vengeful God who destroys nations when they turn against him. Oh, no, that would offend some people. We want, of course, to alter their perception of God. We want to preach the new gospel. God is only love. God has a wonderful plan for you. If you'll just, of course, become more like him, and eventually, of course, as you get into this, why you're looking for that experience. Christianity based upon experience is certainly not Christianity at all. Well, with us today is Warren Smith. And, of course, in his book, Reinventing Jesus Christ, he tells you about the New Age movement, which he was such a significant part of for so many years. And he started out, of course, in the 1960s getting into this. And did you get into drugs too, Warren?
As a matter of fact, I did not. I think that was one thing I did not get involved in, and I was really glad that I didn't.
All right, fine. But anyway, of course, you did get sort of hooked on all these New Age ideas. And, of course, this. But you commented earlier that there was a spirit there, you were aware there was a spirit there, and, of course, it seemed to be becoming increasingly oppressive.
Yeah, and I tried, my wife, who was not my wife at the time, but my girlfriend, we both tried everything within our New Age teachings, and the only reason that we were really frustrated is because it didn't work. And it was only when I found a Christian book very mysteriously and providentially placed in the New Age section of a bookstore that talked about the victory of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, Jesus of Nazareth, and that Satan, a real Satan, was defeated, and evil was defeated, and evil was real. And we called upon Jesus, and the Spirit left, and we were amazed. And then we sort of took it from there, and we ended up, reading the Bible.
We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Warren Smith. And, of course, the thing is that the people on the other side either deny, of course, that evil exists, that Satan and Lucifer exist, and there are demonic forces, or they ascribe those characteristics to the God of the Bible. But usually they don't even acknowledge they exist. Everything is love, and if we just give ourselves over and we become more like God, and then eventually we acknowledge that we really are part of God, and God is part of us, and then, of course, it becomes, we are God. Isn't that it?
Yeah, the whole idea that's being presented right now, and I think it's important to state right off the bat that the New Age leaders have come together and formed a single, unified organization called the Global Renaissance Alliance, and they are moving into politics. They're repackaging the New Age. They're now calling it the New Spirituality, the New Gospel. They actually have a presidential candidate in Congressman from Ohio, Dennis Kucinich. He is on board, he is one of them, and he is fronting their whole platform. The platform is one of peace and oneness. And, none of us have any problem with peace, but we know that peace comes through our Lord Jesus Christ. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to separate Jesus and peace. They're saying that we have to come to some kind of an agreement where we all agree that there is a spirituality we can all agree on. And most recently, Neil Donald Walsh, in his latest book, Conversation with God, The New Revelations, he says that God has told him, quote unquote, the era of the single Savior is over. This is a very serious move on their part. They are literally taking traditional Christianity on. And at this point, I'm seeing almost no response in terms of contending for the faith as we're advised to in Jude. There's almost no response coming from so-called Christian leadership, which tells me that they're either ignorant of what's going on or they are on board and they're heading the church right into an ambush.
Well, of course, you know, the thing is, Kucinich is pushing, you know, against the war in the Middle East, and there are many, many people who feel that this was certainly a very poor move. You know, we hadn't even finished the war in Afghanistan. We hadn't fought Osama bin Laden, and of course it was, you know, why were we going to war with Saddam Hussein? He was not a threat to us. He did not have weapons of mass destruction, contrary to everything we were being told. And he was not about to launch an attack on New York or Washington, D.C. So, you know, then, of course, what this man is saying will ring with an awful lot of people, and they're going to say, yes, we don't want war. We want peace. And certainly everybody wants peace. And then don't they embrace this idea of the New World Order as well?
They do. As a matter of fact, Neil Donald Walsh, in his Conversations with God book, he says that God actually says that we're heading towards a new world order. And he is very much underlining this whole idea of oneness. They use words that sound good, but the meanings that they attach to them give it a completely different flavor. Oneness in the New Age, New Gospel, New Spirituality means that we are all divine, we are all a part of God, and that we need to recognize our inner divinity. What they say is that those who do not recognize their inner divinity, those who say that we have sin, those who say that we need an external Savior like Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they use the word separation. So it's oneness versus separation. And so without saying directly, traditional Christians, they say, for example, here's a statement that was made by Walsh's God in one of his books. This is supposedly God. Quote, when at last you see that there is no separation in God's world, that is nothing which is not God, then at last you will let go of this invention of man which you have called Satan. Interestingly, Barbara Marx Hubbard, who I noticed in a November 1998 newsletter that you did, Dr. Stan, you said towards the end of your letter, you said, quote, Barbara Marx Hubbard and the dark spiritual movement she represents are deadly serious. America is moving rapidly into perilous times. Barbara Marx Hubbard is a part of this whole oneness movement, and they've all joined together. She's on the board of directors of Marianne Williamson and Neil Donald Walsh's Global Renaissance Alliance. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with this fact, but on the one-year anniversary of September 11th, Hubbard actually spoke at Texas A&M University. There was a special ceremony that was decreed by the governor of Texas. They had marching bands. They played the national anthem. They had Amazing Grace. George Bush Sr. Sent a notice to Texas A&M, special commemoration for the day, and his library is housed there. And guess what? That evening at 7 o'clock, there was a university lecture that was a keynote of the whole day of celebration, Barbara Marx Hubbard, the topic 9/11 wake-up call to higher education. She's basically saying that if we want to get through the crises, if we want to make it out alive, we have to recognize our oneness. And what you talked about in your newsletter that I thought was so prophetic back in 1998 was the fact that there is a selection process that is ordained to take out those who do not go along with oneness. And perhaps we can talk a little bit more about that. But this is very serious stuff. And what I noticed, I actually had removed myself from my job as a hospice social worker back in the summer of 2001. And I was actually starting to write a book about the coming false Christ in August when September 11th hit. And I was absolutely amazed to see all these New Age leaders presenting themselves on TV with solutions to world problems. They were on Oprah. Tom Brokaw even interviewed Marianne Williamson, who's one of these co-founders of the Global Renaissance Alliance, and he introduced her as a religious leader. These people, Dr. Stan, are being introduced as best-selling authors, spiritual and religious leaders. Barbara Marx Hubbard was on PBS on a special series, Closer to the Truth, and she was on a panel with all these people, and she was introduced as a diplomat. So it's amazing. Nobody calls them false prophets anymore, and I'm not sure where. I was thinking, for instance, like Charles Colson was so involved with politics. He would be such an interesting person to take on what they're doing politically, but I just don't see that happening.
Well, you know, Barbara Marx Hubbard was a founding member of the World Future Society, and of course she is still on their board. Up until about 9 months ago, why their logo was a circle made up of three sixes. And of course, very blatant, and because this is a Luciferian organization. And of course, we began to talk about that, and maybe it was just coincidence, but they changed their logo. Barbara Marks Hubbard has certainly been a consultant to our government. She ran, her name was submitted for the Democratic vice presidential nomination in 1994. This woman, of course, in her book, which was financed by Lawrence Rockefeller's Endowment for the Humanities, in her book, she talked about how a quarter of the world's population would not evolve to a higher level, and therefore, of course, this quarter that wouldn't be evolved would have to be removed. And of course, that was not your job, that is ours, for we are the riders of the pale horse death. And of course, she was paraphrasing Revelation 6:8. She's talking about killing a quarter of the population, and that is her job. And speaking of she and her followers, and we have this, actually, she circulated this as the original manuscript of her book, The Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation. She cleaned it up a little bit when she published it then in a hardback copy. But the original manuscript she called for killing that quarter who would not evolve, she's talking about the Christians who will not evolve. And I think if you're out there in the listening audience, you better understand these people are deadly serious.
Absolutely. And, you know, Dr. Stan, in my book, Reinventing Jesus Christ, the New Gospel, I felt so strongly about the information that I found and was given that I actually put it on a website, reinventingjesuschrist.com. If people want to go and see the selection process quotes, you know, in detail, I've got all this stuff laid out so people can see what's going on. And I think also you'll have the hardcover version of what's actually softcover, but the bound book would be available through your ministry too.
And we'll tell our listeners in just a few minutes how they can get it. It's a fascinating book. And of course, he gives you the quotations from all of these people. And of course, they're being touted by Oprah and all of the others.
You know what's interesting? You know what's interesting, Dr. Stan? I found this just fascinating. Right in the middle of writing my book, I happened to turn on Larry King. It was on at midnight in New Orleans where I was when I was writing the book. And, you know, of course, you know Barbara Marks Hubbard is right in the Santa Barbara, California area. Marianne Williamson, who is the co-founder of the Global Renaissance Alliance and who has Hubbard on her board, also lives in that Santa Barbara area. So I turn on TV and Larry King, he's sitting there with Oprah, and he says, "So, Oprah, tell us about your new home in Santa Barbara." And I just sat there with my mouth open, and I said, "Boy, they are really looking like they're trying to work together." And Oprah tries to kind of play it innocent, but she's been pushing this New Age stuff since 1992 at least, when she endorsed Marianne Williamson's book and said it was one of the best books she'd ever read. She's had Neil Donald Walsh on her show, and she's touted him as a memorable thinker, somebody that she really respects. And people just run out and buy these books, and most Christians are unaware that these books have just flown onto the top of the New York Times bestseller list, and there's millions of people that have adopted these teachings.
And of course, really, this book by Marianne Williamson is a takeoff on this book by Helen Schumann, A Course in Miracles. And of course, this was really, of course, channeled to Helen Schumann, and this really comes from the very pit of hell. And of course, telling them, oh, yes, Jesus Christ is great, but of course, you have to understand, and then they begin to undermine the very fabric of the Christian religion. And people read that, and well, if it came from God, it's got to be right. And then, of course, this Williamson woman, what was her book?
A Return to Love, Reflections on the Principles of A Course in Miracles. And then later, she moved into the political realm with a book called Healing the Soul of America, which set her up as a spokesperson for September 11th.
And of course, this is all A Course in Miracles. How are we going to get to the real truth about what's going on? Well, it's certainly not going to be found in the Bible. It's going to be found in these books that are channeled to our modern-day prophets. Well, of course, in the Bible we're told, beware of false spirits. And just as the Episcopalian bishops, of course, authorized a gay bishop now, the Holy Spirit told them it was all right to do. And I think there are an awful lot of people out there are getting false messages from false spirits. And we're going to be back here in just a moment and you invite your calls here at Radio Liberty.
Bo book that will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Carr's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Carr's book, Beer to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr.
This is Dr. Stan here, and I just want to mention that if you feel run down, if you feel that you need more energy, have you ever considered taking Be Alive Royal Jelly? Now, I've taken this for about 10 years on my own and along with my family. We've been very, very satisfied with it, and recently the Be Alive people approached us and asked if we'd like to have them sponsor us for a month. So we certainly agreed to that because we think it's a great product, and I think you will too. Let me suggest that you call 1-866-233-7500. That's 1-866-233-7500. The product is sold with a money-back guarantee. So give them a call at 1-866-233-7500 and simply ask to learn more about Be Alive Royal Jelly. I think that you'll be very, very satisfied with this product. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to tell you about some of the other things that we carry. Certainly, we carry the Big Berkey and the Berkey Life water filters, and we actually have one ourselves. We think it's a great product. And, of course, if you don't like the taste of your water, if you're worried that there may be pesticides or other chemicals, harmful chemicals in it, this is an excellent means of getting it out. It removes a lot of the chlorine, and, of course, it removes a lot of the bad taste, and certainly the bacteria and Cryptosporidium and E. coli. And so, first of all, there's the Big Berkey, and this has been around for 150 years. It's stainless steel. It uses ceramic filters. And the water goes through the ceramic, but of course the bacteria don't. And they're coated with silver. You don't get the silver, but it's sterilized. They're self-sterilizing. And then, of course, there's an activated carbon inside. It does a great job. And, of course, these filters can be actually not only clean from without, but they can be boiled and cleaned within. And so they'll last for a very, very long time. That's the Big Berkey. It's $239. And, of course, you get a 4-tape set or video we produce if you order that through us. But it's not available in either California or Iowa. However, if you want to get one here in the state of California that's called a Berkey Light, now that's only $199. It's made out of Lexan, and you can actually then see the water level, which is an advantage. And the filters are actually, they call them black Berkey filters, they actually work more efficiently. However, they have to be replaced every 2 to 4 years. If you have fluoride in your water, of course, you've got to have special post filters, and they're available both for the Berkey Light and, of course, for the Big Berkey. You can go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And you can actually see these pictures of them. And then, of course, we hope that you'll give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And order yourself either a Big Berkey water filter or a Berkey Light water filter. I think you'll be very happy if you do. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest is Warren Smith. His book, Reinventing Jesus Christ, is available. It's only $6.95 from Radio Liberty. And if you'd like to get a copy of this excellent book, it's soft cover, but it gives you the important information, the great quotations, and the sources. You can go to check this all out. Christianity is under attack today. And unfortunately, our leaders, many of them are simply, well, we want to sort of modify the Christian gospel to make it different. Or we'll stop talking about hell or sin or the fact we're all sinners saved by grace. We'll simply talk about God being only love and we're going to change the character of God because that'll get a lot more people in the church. Reinventing Jesus Christ is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WARM. And we've got a Jim calling us from Michigan. Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. It's always an honor to listen to you, my friend. Now, you know, this we have no power here in Michigan, Ohio. There's six states that went out of power yesterday.
Right.
And I know you were talking with this gentleman here, and we'll talk about the deception, you know, from people, our leaders, or elected leaders and what have you. This, I feel, is deception here, this power outage. I believe that this is a put-on thing by some of these bureaucrats to get us into this new world order. And they, because in my opinion, they're going to do this piece by piece.
Well, you see, we can't prove that. I mean,
it's
all speculation. We're better off to wait until we have something that we can prove. I mean, these things could happen. Certainly, we're constantly being manipulated. But be a little careful when you make a generalized statement. You can't, because there's so much that we can prove. I don't want to say things that we can't prove.
It just seems awful funny. There was no storms or anything, and yet all of a sudden we lose power.
It sure is. What are your thoughts on that, Warren?
Well, you know, I sort of support what you just said, Dr. Stan. I think there's a lot of things happening. We do have to be careful about attributing them to a sinister force. But let's put it this way. The other side is taking advantage of every catastrophe to make it look like everybody is being pushed into the corner and we need to come up with some kind of a miraculous solution. And that, in my mind, and looking at the research that I've done, would be a new spirituality, a new definition of Christ, and ultimately, the Bible tells us, a new Christ figure that will arise to wear that crown. So I think that, you know, whether it's snipers in Washington and Maryland or September 11th or power outages, I think everybody's getting pushed up against the wall. And in that respect, I think the situations are being taken advantage of.
And I think that, remember, our leaders want a new world order, and so does the New Age. And why do these people who are Satanists want a new world order, the same new world order that people like George Herbert Walker Bush talked about in his speech back in September 11th of 1990? Hey, thanks very much for calling, Jim, and we'll wait and see how it develops.
Okay, then.
Okay, bye-bye, and God bless you. And let's go to George calling from Toronto. Hi, George. How are you doing?
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. I have a question for Warren. I wonder if he could explain very simply...
Just speak a little louder, please.
Sorry, I wonder if Warren could kindly explain the following definitions. Jesus Christ, and the Christ consciousness, because that permeates all the New Age movement through Edgar Cayce, going way back until these modern days, and I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
All right, fine, and I think that's a very legitimate question. George from Toronto wants to know, what's the difference between Jesus Christ and the Christ consciousness? And he mentions Edgar Cayce. Yes, all of these people have been delving into the supernatural. Edgar Cayce was an amazing individual. He actually did have supernatural power of healing, but of course it didn't come from God.
Right, where did it come from? We know where it came from.
Right.
Christ consciousness in the New Age definition, everyone, they say, is a part of Christ. Christ is all of humanity, and we all have Christ consciousness. This is the foundation of the New Age. Jesus was simply a Christ, one who manifested what we all really are but don't recognize. Barbara Marx Hubbard and her whole crew are trying to convince everyone that the next step in evolution is to recognize our divinity, and in not recognizing it, we are, in reality, the root cause of terrorism and of hatred and of self-centeredness. So Jesus was a Christ, not the Christ, and we should really even talk a little bit more about that after the break.
And I think it's really so important to remember what happened in the Garden of Eden when the serpent said, and ye can be as gods. And that's what it's really all about. I mean, we find this within the Masonic tradition. We find it within the Mormon tradition. We find it within the New Age tradition. And, of course, many times these are good people, but they get pulled into a lie. And our job is, of course, to get the truth out and help people understand. We're involved in a spiritual battle. It's being fought on a political and ideological battlefield. But it's a very real battle. And, of course, if the Christians want to stand up, who will? And if not now, when?
you learn that there is an organized effort to dumb down children all across America? As we see falling SAT scores, it's very easy to say, well, gee, we need to just spend more money. That'll solve our problem. Ladies and gentlemen, that won't solve the problem at all, because there is an organized program within the hierarchy of education to dumb down our children intentionally. Outcome-Based Education is a fascinating book written by Pamela Hobbs Hofker and Pat Lutzik, going into the background of the program of the humanists who gained control of the educational establishment in the United States to change the attitude of our children, to change their attitude towards God and family and country. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Outcome-Based Education. Once you understand what they're doing with your children, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
And this is Dr. Stan, and I just simply want to mention that, of course, we carry several other products. One of them, of course, is something called Phonopoly. And Phonopoly is a board game. It's played like Monopoly, but, of course, it's designed to teach you, your children, and your grandchildren how to read phonetically, how to pronounce words phonetically, but mostly how to spell phonetically. It's also important you'll learn the 12 basic rules of the English language, the 40 different sounds. And then, of course, you'll understand why there's an E in this, or why there's an E in the word, or there's an E at the end of the word, and whether you pronounce it or whether you don't. It's really a wonderful, wonderful game. Most of these programs to teach phonics are $500,000, $600,000, $800,000. This one's $139.95. And in 16 hours, you can undo all the harm the government's done. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, but call right now. And then we also carry the Miracle 2 soap products, and we can't make any medical claims for them, but we can tell you that many of the people who use them tell us all sorts of amazing stories of how rashes go away and the bowel function improves and they control their heartburn so well and all sorts of amazing, amazing stories. Even makes some people's vegetables or their flowers grow better. So if you'd like to know more about Miracle 2 soap products, go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Or, of course, if you'd like to get an introductory packet of these products, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. There's a soap. There is a moisturizing soap, which I use regularly. There's a gel, which I certainly wouldn't be without. There's a lotion, and then there's a neutralizing solution, a very alkaline solution, which some people say helps their heartburn. Other people make all sorts of claims to us that it's helped them with irregularity. But give us a call. And why not call right now? Well, Dr. Stan back here, and of course our guest is Warren Smith. His book, Reinventing Jesus Christ, the New Gospel. It's $6.95, and let me tell you, it's well worth every cent of that. It'll give you tremendous insight into this whole New Age movement. And, you know, we've got great, big, enormous books, you know, that you're never going to get through. You can read through this thing in relatively short order, and it'll give you the really important things and wonderful, wonderful references and biographies, but it'll give you what the other people say, what these people who are part and parcel of this whole movement to change society, to transform society, to destroy Christianity and replace it with the occult worship. And, of course, their God is not the God of the Bible. Their God is Satan. And you say, oh, well, I don't believe in Satan. Well, they, of course, don't want you to believe in Satan. But, of course, Satan is very real. They're real demonic forces. And you talk to some people, as I have, who've been under demonic oppression. We have whole hospitals full of many people in mental hospitals actually are satanically oppressed. And I can't tell you which one it is, but I will tell you that there are people who work with people with serious emotional problems. And there have been miraculous cures. Certainly one of our friends who goes to our church, I mean, was going to psychiatrists for 15 years, spending $3,000 a month simply on medication. And once, of course, she had been delivered for the demonic spirits. Why, of course, she really is free of all of the problems she has before, and, of course, now she's helping others. It's real, but, of course, they're not going to tell you about it's real. They want you to think this is all mythological, and all we have to do is just believe God is love. Well, God is love, but if God is only love, then it is the ultimate triumph of evil. And that's exactly what this message is. Go ahead, Warren.
Well, I think one thing that's really important for people to know is the strategy that is being presented in a unified fashion. Some people may have caught on Larry King. He had John MacArthur on with some other people like Deepak Chopra. Deepak Chopra, by the way, is on the board of directors of the Global Renaissance Alliance. They're all saying the same thing. We need to find the root cause of hatred, and that's separation. Interestingly, Alice Bailey wrote about separation and oneness years ago, but this whole thing is playing out on our TV screens. Here's the peace proposal that Walsh's God has presented that is totally consistent with all of the other New Age leaders, their teachings, and interestingly, Dr. Stan, it's completely consistent with Maitreya, the one who announced that he is Christ and that he is here on this earth. None of these teachings conflict with Maitreya's statements, and I think we need to keep an eye on Maitreya. Somehow we sort of took our eye off the ball back when we laughed so hard that he was making that announcement that he was going to return. But Benjamin Krem, his prophet, his John the Baptist, has been going around the world for some, 20 years now. And interestingly, a friend of mine who's a therapist received an unsolicited letter from Krem talking about a lecture that was going to be in Culver City down in the L.A. area, and apparently they bought the mailing list of all the therapists in the state of California. But let me give the peace plan that is consistent with all these leaders and that was articulated by, quote-unquote, God through Neil Donald Walsh. First step, permit ourselves to acknowledge that some of our old beliefs about God and about life are no longer working. Two, explore the possibility that there is something we do not understand about God and about life, the understanding of which could change everything. Three, announce that we are willing for new understandings of God and life to now be brought forth, understandings that could produce a new way of life on this planet. Four, courageously examine these new understandings, and if they align with our own personal inner truth and knowing, to enlarge, interesting, the word enlarge is in the middle of the Jabez Prayer, to enlarge our belief system to include them. Jabez Prayer talks about enlarging our borders. There's a lot of overlapping language between the organized Christian church at this time and the New Age without any differentiation being made. The last step is express our lives as a demonstration of our highest beliefs rather than as a denial of them. In other words, Walsh's God is asking people in the light of September 11th and the crises that are in this world to change their belief system. He says the era of the single Savior is over. Here's another quote. Organized religion is going to have to vastly expand and deepen its understandings of life and God before it can tackle today's problems, much less tomorrow's. This is coming very hard and very fast. It reminds me of the scripture in Isaiah when the enemy comes in like a flood. These people, again, are showing up on major talk shows. They are being introduced as our spiritual leaders, and the question is, where did they come from? For some reason or another, Christian leaders do not feel this is important enough to really talk about or to really address. And do I have time just to make one more point?
You have as much time as you want to.
Okay, well, here, this is really interesting. In a post-September 11th book entitled From the Ashes, A Spiritual Response to the Attack on America, there were articles by Starhawk the Witch, Neil Donald Walsh, a whole lot of New Age leaders. But interestingly, also in this book were articles by T.D. Jakes, Charles Colson, Max Lucado, Jerry Jenkins, Rick Warren, Bruce Wilkinson, and Bill Hybels. They were all interspersed, and it was supposedly a fundraiser for the survivors of the families of September 11th. Now, what's interesting is that in Neil Donald Walsh's article in that book, he says the following, and he's addressing himself to the Christian leaders that are in that book. He says, quote, "We must change ourselves. We must change the beliefs upon which our behaviors are based. We must create a different reality, build a new society. We must do so with new spiritual truths. We must preach a new gospel, its healing message summarized in two sentences. We are all one. Ours is not a better way. Ours is merely another way." Now listen to this continuation of this quote. "This 15-word message, delivered from every lectern and pulpit," says Neil Donald Walsh, "from every rostrum and platform, could change everything overnight. I challenge every priest, every minister, every rabbi, and religious cleric to preach this. I challenge every political party spokesperson and the head of every national government to declare it." He's saying that in the book with articles by Christian leaders, including Billy Graham and Rick Warren and the rest of them. And I have only heard of, there's one pastor out in the Midwest in Iowa who responded and said to Neil Donald Walsh, no way, I will not accept your new gospel, and here's why. And he gave a defense of the gospel. It's ironic to me that we have a man like Bill McCartney, who has received a lot of notoriety for being a great football coach, and he's not doing any kind of defense with Christian men or Christian people. He's not analyzing the opposition the way he and his crew used to look at game films of the opposition the week before. He knew every play, every move they were going to make. He had his team prepared, and yet there's a big nothing going on in terms of looking at this stuff. Global statements like watch out for the New Age or the New Age is dangerous doesn't mean a thing.
Well, what is your take on the relationship between the church growth movement, which is sweeping evangelical Christian churches today, and of course the man behind it is Robert Schuller, who said, I would never, of course, tell anybody that they were a sinner. But, of course, his disciples, Heibel and, of course, Rick Warren. But this is a very, very successful marketing method which is being used in churches to increase membership and get people in, and it's very profitable. And your church is really going to grow. Of course, you can't tell people they're sinners because they're not going to like that, and you certainly don't want to tell them anything that's going to make them feel uncomfortable, like people go to hell when they, of course, violate God's law and refuse to accept the gift of salvation. How do you feel about the church growth movement and its tie-in to the New Age movement and changing the message and music of the church?
Well, I'll give you an example, and I'm glad you brought that up. The whole movement, the whole new spirituality, new gospel, New Age movement is presenting peace and oneness in a world filled with disasters and catastrophes as a alternative to people. It's very hard to resist when you're down. I mean, people that don't have any real information or understanding of the Bible would naturally kind of reach out because it all sounds really good. I thought it was really interesting that over the last number of years, the word imagine has been used a lot by New Age leaders. Imagine just being another way of visualizing, envisioning, bringing to pass what you want, your will. Not according to God's word, not according to God's will, but your will. Marianne Williamson actually edited a book that came out a few years back called Imagine. Dennis Kucinich actually had an article in that book along with Barbara Marx Hubbard and all these other New Age leaders. They have gathered together and they have a world prayer movement within the Global Renaissance Alliance movement of New Age leaders. So I was just astounded when a friend of mine who does radio in Wisconsin called me and said, Warren, I can't believe it. There is a website up with Christian leaders, and it's called Imagine. And, of course, the John Lennon song says imagine, and the bottom line is when the world will be as one. If you look at the word imagine in your Strong's Concordance, there's not one good reference. The people imagined a vain thing, casting out imaginations. The word has all sorts of connotations from the Lord to be careful. But here we are. I'm actually looking at the webpage that was up for a while anyway. Jack Hafer, T.D. Jakes, Bill Bright, looks like, I'm not sure if that's Rick Warren or not, but Bill McCartney, Chuck Pierce, and each one of them, and I went on the radio with John Loeffler, and we talked about this on his program, and I said, John, I said, if you look on the Global Renaissance Alliance website, they have the word imagine, and then they go dot, dot, dot. Imagine a world that is filled with love and peace. And one after another, imagine dot, dot, dot. I said, now go to the world prayer team, the Imagine website, and you look at all these Christian leaders going, imagine dot, dot, dot. Imagine dot, dot, dot. They've got, like, for instance, Bill McCartney says, imagine dot, 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 men praying for their local churches. He says, Promise Keepers is excited about participating in building an army of prayer warriors and linking the world together. That's a real New Age phrase. Linking the world together in prayer, especially for our local churches. Join this vast army. Well, you know, that's good. I mean, Christians need to pray. But shouldn't these men be aware that John Lennon's song is like When the World Will Be as One, that Marianne Williamson wrote a book called Imagine, that the Bible doesn't really put a lot of good emphasis on the word imagine? And John and I talked about this on the show, and it's just like what you said before, Dr. Stan. You talked about how the 666 logo sort of suddenly disappeared. Interestingly, this website, and my friend, who's a radio announcer, was getting daily emails from people like Jack Hafer, wanting to get on the show, talking about Imagine. their website imagined. She said all of a sudden it was gone. It would just disappeared. And just recently she got an email when she had requested information on why it was gone, and they said, well, we just didn't want to do it. You know,
well, do you think that a lot of these people really are being manipulated? In other words, they're good Christians, but of course they don't understand the spiritual component of what we're up against. They do not understand that there really is a conspiracy against God that's talked about in Jeremiah 11:9 and Ezekiel 22:25. There's always been a conspiracy against God. And you know, the people on the other side are so clever and so subtle and really so convincing.
My feeling is that most of these people are probably very sincere. I have no reason to doubt that. But they are also, at the same time, very naive. And someone who puts themselves or allows themselves to be in Christian leadership needs to be able to respond to 2 Corinthians 2:11, which says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. They need to have Dr. Stan come in as a consultant and to work with these people. But I want to say one more thing. I do believe that there are at least a couple of grievous wolves within that Christian hierarchy that is making these people think that this is the way that they should go. And I think that, I know that you had Sarah Leslie on your show, and she talked about Peter Drucker and the influence that he's had on Rick Warren. I have no reason to doubt Rick Warren's sincerity, but I know years ago when I was writing my first book, The Light That Was Dark, which was my testimony coming out of the New Age, I was writing it in a church, and the pastor was doing all of these studies on how to draw people to the church. And I was trying to imagine Jesus sitting there with his disciples, getting all these statistics and marketing surveys and, you know, getting mocha coffee, Starbucks coffee for people in the front row, and it just isn't the way Jesus operated. And I don't really, it's too contrived. It just doesn't, and the other thing is they don't want to scare anybody, so they don't talk about the reality of persecution. They don't talk about the reality of deception. They don't talk about, you know, what it costs, you know, to be a Christian.
Well, I think for our listeners, Peter Drucker is a marketing expert. He's involved with marketing of commercial goods. He's also involved with marketing of Christianity. Now, of course, we've always believed that the Christian message is what brought people to the Lord. But Peter Drucker wants, of course, to wrap Christianity up like a bar of soap. And of course, he is the driving force behind the church growth movement. There's certainly nothing in what he does that would suggest he's a Christian, but he is a master salesman. But then so is Satan.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Years ago, Bob Dylan had a song called Man of Peace, and I'd like to just quote because I think it's appropriate. He says, look out your window, baby. There's a scene you'd like to catch. The band is playing Dixie. A man got his hand outstretched. Could be the Fuhrer, could be the local priest. You know, sometimes Satan comes as a man of peace. He's got a sweet gift of gab. He got a harmonious tongue. He knows every song of love that's ever been sung. Good intentions can be evil. Both hands can be full of grease. You know that sometimes Satan comes as a man of peace. That's exactly what he's doing right now, Dr. Stan. He's coming as a man of peace. He's presenting a peace plan to the world. He's actually, through Barbara Marx Hubbard, quote-unquote Christ, is saying that Armageddon does not have to come to pass, but that is just the collective manifestation of a bunch of Christians who think that it has to happen. He calls it the Armageddon alternative or the planetary Pentecost. Maitreya actually says that on the Day of Declaration, it'll be a Pentecostal experience that even the fundamentalists, his words, won't be able to deny. It'll be holy laughter times a million. All of this stuff is being presented as an alternative, and what they're doing is by the very thing that they're doing, they're leading us right into it. And unfortunately, the church is using a lot of the same language, new revelation, God's doing a new thing. There's an emphasis on destiny. The word fresh comes up a lot, refresh and fresh, which is just new air, new life. And you know what? The gospel stands. There's nothing is needed. The gospel is complete. Jesus' words stand. It got me and my wife out of the New Age and launched us right into the middle of what was true and not what was false. I don't know what all this stuff is about having to make the gospel more attractive or to draw people in. It's actually kind of abhorring to your spirit when you see the compromise that's going on in so many of these churches. Years ago, I was in a Christian bookstore as a new Christian, and there was a man in the bookstore picking up his wife who worked there. And I asked him, you know, where he was from, and he said Redondo Beach, and he asked me, and I said Chico, California. And he said, I used to live there. And I said, oh, what did you do there? He says, I was the pastor of the Nazarene Church. I said, what do you do now? He says, I work in a factory. I said, you work in a factory? How come? He said, because the people there didn't want to hear the word of God. There was always someone on the board of elders that wanted me to do something different. But he said, we have a heck of a good Bible study going on in that factory.
Well, we'll be right back here. I want to thank you so much. Our guest has been Warren Smith. His book, Reinventing Christianity, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And we'll be spending 2 hours with Warren this evening. God bless you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And if you're interested in hearing that, of course, it'll be at RadioLiberty.com on the Internet if you want to hear our two-hour discussion with Warren. And then, of course, you can ask your questions. Christianity's in real trouble today. We've changed the message. We've changed the music. And, of course, I don't believe God is pleased. We'll be right back here to wrap up this program. Let me tell you about some of the four tape sets we have. One special tape set is the Tuskegee Study, and it's four interviews with people who were involved with the Tuskegee Study, or at least who've gone into the background of this really most horrible of all American experimentation. We had the unique opportunity to interview a number of the men who were involved in analyzing the Tuskegee Study, a government-sponsored study where 400 black men were recruited. And they had syphilis, and of course, what they did not understand is that they were not being recruited to be treated. They were being recruited not to be treated, and the government agents did everything they could to block those men from receiving treatment for their syphilis. Call today at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. It's important that you understand that study so you can better understand the mentality of the men who are working behind the scenes in America today. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we just want to mention some of the other items that we carry here at Radio Liberty. If you, of course, have never gotten our videos, we have, maybe 10 videos we've actually produced. And you can get any five of those for $69.95 and get a college education. Of course, I hope you'll get Brotherhood of Darkness and, of course, Iraq, The Untold Story, and The War in Arabia. All of these are excellent, excellent sources of information. You need to get the videos, any five of them, are $69.95, and of course we pay the postage. So let me suggest you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and get the war in get the video special. And then of course we have a four tape set on the apostate church that goes into, of course, this whole idea of marketing Christianity, the church growth movement. If you haven't got that four tape set, you need to get it. You need to listen to it. You need to get the information. If we have a four tape set on the wisdom of Malachi Martin for our Catholic brethren, and of course another four tape set, the wisdom of Barbara McGovern, specifically designed for our Catholic friends. And then of course we have a four tape set on musical madness, going into how they've changed the music of the Christian church, because they know, the average Christian doesn't know, but they know that, of course, if you can change the music, you can change the emotional response. And of course, as Aristotle had said, give me control of the music and I can control the society. And they know exactly what they're doing. But do you ever wonder why the beat of the music has changed? Well, you want to get that four-tape set, Musical Madness, and the four-tape set on the Apostate Church, and the four-tape set on the Wisdom of Malachi Martin. Copy these. Get them off to people you know. Help us to get the truth out across America while we still have time. Again, the number to call, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war today. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time when I have to remind you Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and if you're out there and you're listening to us, we hope that many of you will seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we do what we do 5 hours a day. And, of course, we're up to about 59 different outlets every week, some of Internet, shortwave, satellite. But our programs are being heard, and quite frankly, we need your help to expand what we're doing. And, of course, as we reach more and more people, they're hearing what they will never hear from the controlled media. If you believe there's a problem, we hope you'll join the Radio Liberty family by giving us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, give us a call and we'll be glad to send it to you. We hope that some of you will want to think about some of the products we have, which of course help to subsidize what we do, although still the members of the Radio Liberty family are the mainstay of our support. But we do tell people that Be Alive is a great product. It's actually produced in the beehive. It's a natural product, a design by nature, and we feel it's designed to give you more in the way of energy. I've taken it for about 9 years, and my wife has as well. We're sold that it's a great product, and you have to take it for a month or 2 months before you're really going to get the effect. But if you take Be Alive Royal Jelly products for 3 months and you don't feel that they really have helped you and given you more energy, they'll give you your money back. Why not call them at 866-233-7500. That's 866-233-7500 and ask for Be Alive Royal Jelly products. And, of course, if you aren't happy with them, you can call them back at 866-233-7500 after 3 months of taking it, and they'll give you your money back. And then, of course, if you're struggling paying for your health care costs, why don't you consider a Christian health cost-sharing program? It's called MediShare. And if you'd like to know more about MediShare, a Christian health cost-sharing program, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We like to tell people about Alamax, which we've taken for about 9 months now, because it's a garlic product, and we know that garlic's good for blood pressure and cholesterol, and of course, for fighting infection. And I haven't had a cold or flu bug since I started taking this 9 months ago. If you'd like to learn more about Alamax, which is the active ingredient in garlic, you have to take 15 cloves of garlic, if you could stand that, to get as much as you get out of Alamax. Why not call them at 866-405-4000? That's 866-405-4000. We mentioned, of course, you can go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can see pictures of the Big Berkey and Berkey Light water filters. And if you're interested in them, why, of course, if you buy them through us, you'll get a four-tape set or a video that we produced. We encourage people to form an Institute of the Constitution in their community. And, of course, you can set up one by calling 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068. But please tell your friends about our radio programs. Tell them about our website at radioliberty.com, where you can listen to my programs 5 hours a day and not get much of accomplished, but you will get an education. And, of course, we want you to get other people listening and getting the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And so, again, that's www.radioliberty.com. If you haven't gotten a copy of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You should have it. You should read it. You can either get the book by itself or you can get the special, which is the book, an audio tape, and the video for $29.95. You need to have that information because it explains the spiritual battle that's being waged today. It tells you the secret that's been passed down for almost 6,000 years by the sages of the secret religions, of the secret societies. Again, it's the Brotherhood of Darkness at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Pray for America and pray for liberty, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until Monday, when we'll be back with you again. Dr. Stan, goodbye. May the Lord be with you.